Blog Talk Radio.
Pick the music.
The show should be on.
That's what it's saying. Pick the music.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and welcome to the show. We'll be right back to start this evening's show after a brief break. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. We welcome you to tonight's show, where it's going to be our estate planning, financial planning, and taxation. We are going to be giving Warden a few moments for some of the speakers to come on. In the meantime, I will entertain you until our guest speakers do come on. Tonight, the show is about estate planning, everything you need to know about probate and what happens when you go to probate. And, of course, financial planning. We're going to be giving you up-to-date information on, especially the 401, not the 401K plan, but the index, the new index retirement plan. We're going to give you some pointers on that index retirement plan. It's a plan that is very popular. It's a plan that can save your principal. So whatever you're putting into savings, it will always be there. You don't have to worry about losing any of your savings because of the volatility, because of the market's losses and what have you. You will always be protected by a no loss. It's just a no loss. There's no way you can lose monies. And we're going to have one of our experts coming on in just a few moments, and they're going to be talking about just that. Also, we're expecting for one of our accountants to come on later on this evening. And they're going to be bringing us up to date on the Trump's new tax proposal. So we have quite a bit of very informative information that we're looking forward to bringing you in just a few moments. We're going to take a break, and again, we will be back right after some of the experts show up.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare.
And again, we welcome back you to tonight's show. Until our members, our speakers do show up, I am going to talk to you about the New Africa Business Association. The New Africa Business Association of the Washington metropolitan area is one of the many, many different New Africa business associations located throughout the United States. Excuse me. New Africa Business Association was incorporated in 2005. Before that, we were the American Muslims Business Association, which started in 1995 by our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. In 2005, he changed that name from the Muslims Business Association to the New Africa Business Association. And ever since then, New Africa Business Associations has been springing up throughout the country. Now we are more or less national and even international associations. We all are subsidiaries of the National Business Association, which is the National Muslims Business Conference, which is located in North Carolina. And, of course, they're going to be having their, they're going to be having their annual networking and business gathering in April. So that information is out on the Internet, and after tonight's show, we will be putting that information
so
out.
Like,
and
I will go
meantime, look behind my files and see if I can pull up some of that information and share it with you tonight. Hopefully some of the representatives from the, excuse me, from the National Business Association will come on it. That they will be able to explain more and tell, give you much more detail on the activities that you can expect at the national program. I can tell you right now, like I said, I'm waiting on some of the experts who are going to be talking about our financial estate planning and the taxations. This will be held by our attorneys
and
also by a CPA. But until they do come on, we'll just continue to talk about our show. And those of you who are in business, again, until our experts do come on, of course, this show is always about network marketing and business identification. What do we mean when we say network marketing and business identification? We want to network with different businesses. And this, how we do this, of course, we use our blog radio and where you can come on as a business person and without having to spend a penny, you can tell us all about your business. Because, again, our emphasis is on the African-American businesses and those emphases have nothing to do with the race. Those have to do with the power of the black dollar. And that black dollar right there is consuming more than $1.3 trillion. So the kid is entrepreneur, I'd like to encourage other African Americans to become entrepreneurs. And because we have a community that is not serviced by African Americans, most of our consumers are forced to go out and buy from other markets, excuse me again, to buy their goods and services because we are not in business as to where we can service our community when it comes to goods and services. So therefore, knowing that we have a knowing that we have a community, and this picture is just about nationally, and this picture shows that just about every African-American community you go into, you will not see that much business participation. There is business participation, but nine times out of ten, we don't know who they are or where they are. So, again, we invite you to come on to the radio station and to identify yourself. And this is why we say you can come on without having to worry about a fee or anything like that. Our first objective is to identify businesses in our community. And if we have to do that without you sponsoring this radio station or without you sponsoring a dime, our first objective is, like I said, we have to identify businesses in our community. And by identifying those businesses in our community, it gives us all an opportunity to shop and to network and do business with that community. So that's what I mean about our network of a mission. We're trying to network so we can identify and shake hands with the others, get to know each other. Lunch and learns we set up many times. And at these lunch and learns, business owners come together and not only do they can have a good socialization, but at the same time, it's a wonderful time to pick up new clients. Because again, if I have 100 business owners in one place, and we all start identifying who we are and what we do, 9 times out of 10, I am going to see a business person that I can do business with, or I've been trying to do business with, and someone who looks just like myself. So network marketing is one of our missions, and then the other mission is to business identification. So network marketing and business identification, that is what the objective of the New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C. That's just what we're trying to do. During our network marketing and identifying businesses, we are finding that we have many business opportunities. I'm stuttering because I go back to, let me go back to the beginning and let you know what some of the things you may not know. Like I said, the Imam W.D. Muhammad, when he started the New Africa Business Association, or the Muslims Business Association that eventually came the New Africa Business Association, he started by having, he had already made deals with some of our foreign markets, especially China and some of the other large, but China seems to be one of our biggest producers. And in turn, what happened? We all started what was called at that time it was buying different. Investing more or less into different local markets, and so you could join your local market wherever you was located, and you would buy into the import and export shipments. And of course, when these shipments come into the United States, come to our locations, then those products are distributed throughout all of our distribution centers. And that's the word I was trying to find, is the, it was distribution centers that we all invested into. And these distributorships, when they came in, it was all sent to all of our local distributors throughout the country. That's how we became a national business association, was what the Imam actually started. And of course, after he left us being a national now business association. So we can now network and continue business identifications and business productions throughout the country. And again, we have we have in every locality, every state, you're going to more or less find a New Africa Business Association. You can go on the website, you'll see many of them. Here in Washington, D.C., of course, our website is the New Africa Business Association. And that would be, if you went on the website for us, would be the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. New Africa Business Association blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. The URL will identify Washington, D.C. So at the end, there has to be an identification, a symbol that identifies what location you're, which African American association you are affiliated with, are you hearing from? And of course, tonight you're hearing from the New Africa Business Association of the Washington Metropolitan Area, the DMV. And you can go to our websites, and I was saying the products that you see that comes into this country that that is open for business members all over the country. And this is the where we have the shipments coming in from China, and we're going to have Imam Mookman. He will be coming on. I'm expecting him to be coming back on here in another week or so, and he will be bringing us up to date on some of the newer items that are coming in from China. And of course, as an African, he's also going to be telling you how you can be supplied by our distributions, and you yourself can become a wholesale outlet where you are receiving your items at wholesale prices. And of course, and not only that, not only we have these items in our, and they asked, the question has been asked, and I've asked the questions, the different products that you can more or less buy personally, or you can go into business and sell for yourself. And I've been told that just about any types of products that you see in your home, other than the laptops and the, I think the TVs is the exclusion. But other than that, clothing, hair products, just about anything else, furniture, I don't care what it is. You can, matter of fact, like I said, go on our webpage and the New Africa Business Association, and that would be the New Africa Business Association, New Africa Business Association, NABASSC at gmail.com. That's where you can pick up, you can email us, or you can go on and it'll direct you to our webpage. And our webpage, of course, you'll see many events, but I would suggest for those of you who want to see many of the products, you go to our marketing section of our webpage, and you'll be able to see many of the suits, shoes, hair, for those of you beauticians, and yes, one of our biggest distributors is a human hair, and it's been said that during the holiday seasons, I forgot how many hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars were spent just on human hair. So you can see that's a huge market. And it's a market now that we can control ourselves rather than being a consumers of that market. We can now be owners of the market. So again, our financial planners and our estate planners, I can see where I just got an email from both of them. And of course, this is their busy season, so I certainly understand. I, of course, I'm very disappointed because I know that the information that they was about to share with you, and I know as soon as they can, they will share this information with you. But this information, again, if you went into the attorney's office or just about any attorney's office to sit there and talk about your estate, you're more or less going to pay. And the same thing is true with the financial plan and the tax, the CPA. You can go to their office, and they many times you can find yourself paying fees for valuable information. But the New Africa Business Association, like I said, we like to get valuable information out to the public. And by doing this, of course, we're hoping that members in the community, whether you're a business person or whether you are just a consumer, we invite all to become members of the New Africa Business Association. And again, you can send us your comments by emailing us at nabassc@gmail.com. Again, this is the New Africa Business Association Network Marketing and a Business Identification. We'll be right back after this small break.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And again, welcome back to the New Africa Business Association. For those of you who would like to call in, and at this time we're going to, for the next 30 minutes, being that we cannot continue our program that was planned because our professionals, the accountant and the attorney, both are on some very important assignments. And like I said, this time of year, both of them are quite busy because, of course, this is tax time and estate planning time. It looks like the two of them all just about always go together. So, again, we're going to inform you as to when these professionals will be coming back. But in the meantime, we got about 30 minutes as to where we can still network with each other and you can identify your business. So we'll switch our programs back over to network marketing and business identification. So if you're a business person, I would invite you to call into the station right now. You can call in right now and you can identify your business. Our call-in number for anyone who would like to call in and talk about their business at this time, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. Again, 657-383-1372. I certainly invite you to call in and tell us all about your business, and hopefully we will know who you are, and before the night is over, you'll know who your callers are. So the mics are going to be open at any time. You are welcome to call in and identify your business. Again, getting back to the New Africa Business Association, and getting back to the association, where our national association, I want to share some information with you on the National Association. I'm sitting here right now sort of looking up some of that information, and I will. I will as soon as I can find some of their advertisements, but in the meantime, I am going to do another quick break and see if I can get some information on the National Association that's coming in April. Be right back in just a few quick moments.
I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you deserve it, able to share, to eat together anywhere. I don't care, giving to you, girl. But you give it to me.
Yeah!
And welcome back to another edition of the New Africa Business Association. Again, I am your host, Bilal Bynum. I have to apologize again because our professionals, the attorneys and the accountant, suddenly couldn't make it with us tonight. But in the meantime, the show must go on, so we have sort of switched gears and went back to our regular announcements, which are network marketing and business identification. That's what the program is all about. We're always trying to enhance business in our communities by getting to know who is our entrepreneurs. And knowing these entrepreneurs, we want to get this information to the community. And we think one of the best ways to get information to the community anymore is through our social media. And, of course, the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. That's why we bought the station. That's why we run this station, is to have our business folks to be able to be heard live right out there on social media. And we are being announced on many of the different search engines. So you will be able to go in and hear the programs repeatedly nationally. Standard Time is the time that we come on. But again, the program will be broadcast nationally at other times when we are not on the air, but we still are being broadcast around the country and indeed throughout the Caribbean. And I understand that about 20% of our broadcast is going to the UK, and some amounts is even reaching Africa. So we've been around now. This is our third year of having the station, and hopefully we will be bringing on many, many other topics. But the main topic is the business person coming on. You're speaking, coming on for yourself, speaking about your own business, and informing the community. And like I said, hopefully we can have the community shopping at many of our African-American owned businesses. We talk about those who are in business, but at the same time, the New Africa Business Association and our investment groups. Yes, we have our individuals. No, we have our investment groups. The investment groups are interested in building and become invested with each other and building our businesses jointly. And we will be entertaining that particular idea also, where we'll be bringing on our invest those who are members of our investment club. And they will be coming on, and hopefully we'll be talking about new businesses that we can create together. And this is something that we don't mind doing, because again, anytime you have consumer spending of over $1.3 trillion, and the consumer spending, the consumers' percentages is just about 99%, then I say that is an excellent market to consider growing your business in. And I am not the only one that come up with that consideration. If you look in our neighborhoods, you'll find that there are many, many businesses somewhere in the African-American neighborhood or somewhere close to the African-American neighborhood, but they're just not African-Americans. But the reason they're in your neighborhood is just what is those statistics I just give you. Consumer spending's at $1.3 trillion, and 99% consumers. Yes, I would put a business in that type of community. And my message to my brothers and sisters is that we need to put, that should be evidence, a clear evidence, clear identification as to where we would pay for African Americans to start building businesses in our communities the same way we would build a church. Again, we would do it as a community. And again, as a community, I can't think of no business as a community we can't put directly into our own communities. I'm not talking about going, as we say, uptown or downtown, somebody else's town, to put the community, to put our businesses in. We're talking about right in the heart of our own communities. And by investing jointly, it would be much quicker. In other words, if I was out to get any type of franchise, you name it, $200 million franchise or what have you, it would be easier for me to go in as a group and franchise that particular business rather than me trying to go in by myself. Because by myself, it's going to take a lot of capital, that it's going to take a long time of raising. But as a group, we can all pool our funds together, and now we can buy the business, invest into the business, or create new business easily together. I know the power of group investments because, again, we have investment. We have an investment group right here in the Washington metropolitan area, but other business associations have their investment groups too. But here in the Washington metropolitan area, yes, we've experienced the power of joint ownership, become invested with each other. We know now that we can buy businesses, small businesses, especially in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $500,000. Businesses are very easily to achieve because we are pooling our funds together. And so if you, I suggest that those of you in the communities, you may want to look at your alumni, your sororities, or whatever, or organizations where you think you are a collective interest. Some of that collective interest into business and think about as a group how we can open a car wash. Stop going to have someone else washing our cars when this is something we can do for ourselves. We can wash our own clothes, open our own laundry mats. Again, the same businesses that we are consuming our funds in every day, we can now own those businesses. And like I said, if you cannot, I would look so much in owning the business all by myself. I would go and I would ask others in the communities, how would you like to have such and such business, a laundromat? Because if you go into any African-American businesses, I can tell you right now, after you see the barbershop and you see the beautician shop, I doubt if you're going to see too many other businesses. And I'm sure that there are, but we don't know who they are. Now, we do know that there are many, many talents in that communities. And that's the talent that we need to turn into business. So, again, having a business discussions, having business meetings, or having business organizations, but take and turn many of your community's activities and many of your community programs, make some of them business. And you can always call the New Africa Businesses Association here in the Washington metropolitan area. You can always call us, or you can call, go online, and like I said, there are many, many business associations throughout the country, especially in most large metropolitan areas. You'll find that there is a New Africa Business Association, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, California, Chicago, Detroit, Oh, I can go on and on with all the business associations. I've actually visited many of these associations, Philadelphia, Baltimore. There are many New African business associations. So I would suggest in your communities, become vested with each other and start talking about businesses and learning how we can incorporate and become vested with each other and grow businesses. And of course, we as African American Muslims, we've been doing this business thing for a long time. Goes all the way back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And of course, during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it's a fact. African Americans during his time owned more businesses at that time than any other time in our existence in this country. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and what they call the Nation of Islam, they owned more businesses at that time here in the United States than any other time in our history of African Americans had so many different businesses, and many of those businesses was doing very well and nationally and international products. So again, this building businesses in our communities is nothing new to any African American, but especially the Muslim African Americans. And we was, you know, we more or less had to go into business because you know, being an African American, it was bad enough, but being an African American Muslim, you know, you really got a bunch of strikes against you. So knowing of that, we put our trust in Allah and Almighty God, and we realized that we needed Allah and we needed ourselves, and we and that's what we grew from. And today, we're inviting all African Americans to join the efforts that were started almost more than 100 years ago now, started by our leaders, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and of course, all that was passed down to his son, the Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And now today, we are in a beautiful national, matter of fact, I've been doing some investigating, and as far as a community, being able to say we are a national community and we can communicate with each other on a national basis, just like that, we can make those connections. No, I can't think of no other African American organization in this country that can say that they can they have local and national connections instantly. We can get our message to our communities in a flash. And we want to be able to use that same kind of informative power to all of our brothers and sisters. So again, looking to joining the New Africa Business Associations in your area, here in the Washington, D.C. area, you can always call 202-288-5660, or you can call 202-903-7278. And when you call those numbers, someone will be more than happy to tell you how you can join or any other information. I put you in touch with just about anything that you've heard me discuss on this station this evening. And believe me, I haven't covered 10% of the value of the New Africa Business Associations. I am just informing you within this hour, the next few minutes, about who we are, hopefully, and what we are all about, and for you, and giving you enough information as to where you can at least get involved or at least investigate this New Africa Business Association and our growth and the power that we're trying to establish as far as turning the dollar around in our communities. And when I say turning the dollar around, I'm talking about that old eagle flying around. And right now, the only time we know that the eagle flies in our communities, it seems like he takes off sometimes on a Saturday and Sunday, and he collects everything sometimes between Sunday and Monday. He has it all into the Federal Reserve Banks. So our money is going from, so that eagle is just picking up and delivering it to other communities other than our own communities. No, we need to keep that eagle flying around in our own communities, and we need to have him flying around more than just picking up from our communities and delivering our monies to somebody else's communities. And because once it goes to the Federal Reserve, we're finished. It's our monies, but it will not be distributed back into our communities. I'm still waiting on a distribution that shows where the federal government is distributing a large amount of monies. And I've even talked about our taxational spendings. I've just been talking about our consumer spendings. But our taxational spendings is just about as high as our consumer spending. So we're putting hundreds of billions of dollars into taxational revenues. But at the same time, if you look at our returns, it's just about less than nothing. And if they take away this welfare program, which is a small percentage of what, again, we put into the federal revenues, the only thing I know we do get back from it is a few pennies from tax from our social systems, such as welfare and what have you. But even most of those funds do not go back to our communities. So again, we're making a large contribution, and our returns are very, very low. There's not very much I can do as far as persuading the federal government to be more friendly or more inclusive when it comes to African Americans' economical growth. We're not asking for anything. We're just saying to share what the revenues that we put into this country, share it back with us. Show where economical developments and economical opportunities is coming back from our input into the reserve funds. Show where it's coming back to us like it is in other communities where they go into go to the bank, and you can see businesses and business opportunities going up all over the place, but again, other than our communities. So again, brothers and sisters, again, like I said, there's not a whole lot I know this I can do or that we can do. I mean, there are things I know we can do, I guess if we was politicians, but other than our politicians are doing whatever they can to have more fairness when it comes to consumer spendings, especially when it comes to the federal distributions of federal consumers, federal spendings. We look forward to that being more fair. But in the same time, we may not be able to control the federal revenues, but we certainly can control the consumer spendings. And the way we can control our consumer spendings is become entrepreneurs, putting businesses in our communities. And like I said, when you go to, like you said, when you go downtown or uptown or wherever you're going to go shopping, and of course it's going to be out of your communities, just think, whatever department store or whatever services are good that I am out here spending my monies on, just think if that services was right in your communities. You didn't have to go downtown. You didn't have to go uptown to somebody else's business in their communities and be treated with the disrespect that you are treated, even though you are consumers. They should love you there for the monies that you're bringing in. But again, we know what we go through, even when we're being so kind as to spend our monies, and these folks are getting rich from our spendings. But like I said, wouldn't it be so nice to have these businesses that you're spending your monies on, the goods and services you're spending your monies on, wouldn't it be nice to have these businesses right in your communities, of the franchises that you may go and spend the lunch, especially when it comes to food? Boy, I'm thinking of all the chicken places and all of the other franchises that we go to and spend our monies. Well, then why not have these businesses right in your own communities? You can franchise them. Yeah, we can, and that's what I mean about group franchising. What you can't do yourself, put together the many of you. Put together your business groups. The same way you put together your other business meetings and your other business activities and events. I would make business, because business is what, if African Americans ever turned that large consumer spending that they do and turned it back into their communities, just look, most of us would be filthy rich. Filthy rich, and we wouldn't have to worry about the injustice that we're seeing done in our judiciary systems, in our I started because I can't believe how unethical when it comes to places like our Supreme Court, our judiciary systems, the White House, and our Senates, and our House of the governors. I can't believe what's going on. I mean, I'm a war veteran. I thought I was fighting for patriotism. Right now, I don't know what the world I was fighting for. And I think about the guys who died along on my side who can't speak, and I'm saying, I thought we was fighting for patriotism. But again, that's that subject we're going to save for Veterans Day. We're going to every year we have a great big veterans program. And I'm looking forward to the veterans, and I'm hoping we can have veterans from all over the country, because, again, brothers and sisters, we're just being, I think, just damn right ignored. And it's time that we assert our powers. And I can tell you, economics is where our real, real powers are. And so the day that we start stop shopping at certain businesses that don't appreciate our consumer spendings, and we can have these businesses in our own communities, believe me, our powers would be shown, because as a peoples, as an African American nation, I can tell you right now, consumers, not so much the consumer spendings, but what the revenues that we bring in into this country. It is, and this is a low report. It said that at that time we was bringing in revenues into this country. Our revenues was matching that of Great Britain. So in other words, if we was an independent country, our revenues would be as powerful as Great Britain and North and South Korea. And so you can see, when it comes to the power of our black dollar is extremely powerful, but unfortunately, we are not controlling that dollar and having that dollar to circulate and grow our communities. Brothers and sisters, again, I'm sorry that we wasn't able to bring on the estate planners. We will hopefully in the future we will bring them back up. But in the meantime, we will continue with our network marketing business identification. Next week, we will have the National Business Association on. Next week, we will have the marketing folks from China that would give us information as to how we can put you in business, not only put you in business and supply your goods anyway, and we will also be able to show you how we can actually finance you in business. So these presenters will be on next week. So until then, thanks so much for your time. And until next week, from 7 to 11, this is Bilal Bynum saying good evening. Thank you.